Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, I have a guest. I have Melanie Cederstrom with me today, but I already warned her that I was going to go on a little bit of a tyrant today because I wanted to voice my small opinion about what took place last night and what we are going to see in this arena. And I'm speaking of Hillary Clinton. I have long been an advocate against Hillary Clinton, and I have not changed or wavered in that at all. Well, last night she said a glass ceiling, she says. She's making history and changing America, she says. I will not deny that women have come a long way, baby. But why does the first female nominee and possible president have to be someone as despicable and dishonest and downright dirty as Hillary Clinton? We had our first African-American president, which for the record, I choke having to say that, only because I don't like to put hyphens as to who we are. It doesn't bother me at all that he's black or that he's an African-American. It bothers me that they just can't say I'm an American. Obama has followed the lead. Yes, he has. He has followed the lead of the presidents before him, taking this nation down a socialistic path away from our constitutional republic and bringing us down to a third world level, completely ignoring rights and liberty, completely denying the constitutional obligations. And Hillary will be more of this. She has said so. As they continue the New World Order. That's what has to be. The only thing Hillary has accomplished is getting away with crimes, including getting away with murder. On the shirt tail of her lying, philandering, womanizing husband, she left the White House broke, or so she said, and went to New York and became a senator. The Clintons are worth millions, and they've done this through manipulating shady deals, even while she, Hillary Clinton, was Secretary of State. Using that position for information and contacts to increase the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Cash. I have long said that's probably a lot of what these emails are hiding. Hillary Clinton laughed about knowingly defending a child rapist and getting him off. Yep, she lied to do it. But that's what lawyers do, right? That's their job. What difference does it make? Hillary is either incapable of following directions regarding her emails, or she's completely and totally negligent in looking out for the security and safety of this nation. Either way, is that what you want for a president? Wake up. I'm speaking to the women today. Wake up, women. This is not a good thing. Do you truly want to be represented by the likes of Hillary Clinton? Do you truly trust that she will wake up in the night when there's a distress call for help, an intruder in the nation? Bernie Sanders did not get out of the race. I thought that was kind of comical last night. I stayed up, and he didn't give that speech till 1:30 or so this morning. He is on a mission to change the nation's governing to a complete socialistic, he calls it Democrat socialistic, but I don't think there's any such thing. And patriots, we're not far from that now. The Democrats and the Republicans are both following that path. Now, I plead with you, my American sisters, do not be deceived by Hillary Clinton. She may wear a dress on occasion when she's not wearing one of her pantsuits. She might put on makeup. She might fix her hair. She might do all these things. But she is not even remotely acquainted with the daily struggles of females raising families, holding jobs, running their own businesses, keeping it all together when it seems to be falling apart. Hillary believes you want handouts. Hillary believes she knows best for your children. After all, it takes a village, remember? Under Hillary, all lives will get worse. And ladies, we'll be the first to suffer. We'll be the first to suffer her discrimination. And yes, that's what it is, because she's using you. And that is discrimination. So you hate Trump. He has a mouth, says unkind things. I've listened. I don't enjoy it. But I've always watched as this has taken place. I've watched as the media, including Fox, have gone after Trump. They go after one issue and ignore others. I was sickened by Megyn Kelly last night. I don't know if you watch her. I try not to, but they keep throwing her into the election arena, and I feel like I need to watch those. How she talked and treated Mike Huckabee was disgraceful. Again, she just has an agenda. She put him down, poo-pooed his words. She wants Trump blood. That's all she wants. Trump is accusing a federal judge of having an agenda and hate for him because of his Mexican heritage. And media can't shut up about it, not long enough to say that Hillary's emails are a crime against this nation. They call an email scandal, but they won't tell it what it is. Trump's accusations sounded racist, but it turns out he might be correct. Call it what it is, and you're going to get hammered. I do not take pride in Hillary. She is the last female I'd want representing me, representing my gender. Maybe I ought to change my gender, huh? She is not somebody I would want caring for my family. She mocks Trump about saying America, make America great again, because she doesn't want that. She's never loved America. And I'm not so concerned about her making history as I am deeply concerned about reclaiming America's heritage and history. We've come a long way, baby. But at this point in time, we're heading down the wrong road. The economy is in the tank. We are broke. Hillary will never say that. Jobs are scarce, and she wants to shut down the coal industry and take more jobs away. She said it. She wants to increase EPA regulations. She wants to take away your Second Amendment. She talks about what she's going to give you. But who is she going to steal it from? You. There will be no more independence. There will be no more sovereignty. There will be no more Bill of Rights. There will be no more liberty. There will be no more private property. There will be no more life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There will be no more free America. If our currency had value, if our economy was healthy, if the national debt didn't have our nation enslaved to others, if the D.C. occupiers were dealing for America and not for their careers, there'd be no need to fix health care. There'd be no need to promise or mandate minimum wage increases. There'd be no need to bail out or talk about bailing out big corporations. America would be healthy, and America would be a nice, big, safe space. But that's not what we have. And I'm bringing on Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm apologizing for taking up all that time, but I just had to get that off my chest, girlfriend.
You feel better?
I feel better now.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, it just astounds me that we're having the election that we're having. Mm. And those who, it doesn't say a whole lot for those that support her. Those that support her, those that like her, those who want her to be, I mean, everything that you said about her, these people who support her, you know, where are they coming from? So it's...
I think the leader...
It is a sad day.
It is a sad day. You know, we're just not going to let her take it from us. You know what? No. I'm proud to be a female. I'm proud to have had the struggles and to survived. So far, I've survived in the things that I have. And I know you've had some rough roads in your life. But by golly, she doesn't even come close to being half the woman you are, Melody. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this economy. I want to talk about one of these things that should be the focus on this election, is getting people back to work and turning this economy around, and we need to start at home. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with a girlfriend, Melody Cederstrom, and we're going to claim our female girlfriendness today. Is that a word, girlfriendness?
It is now.
I've sparked somebody in New York. I'm going to take a call, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Dave in New York. Dave, how are you today? Dave?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. How are you doing today, Dave?
Pretty good. You know, first on Melody's part, I keep hearing where silver is going to like be in a triple-digit thing pretty soon, and people should really be paying attention to thinking where things are going. That the computer companies are, you know, at least one of them is going directly to the mines now to get silver because it is not as out there as people think it is, and that it's going up. But what bothers me more is that you have to be so fired up because I know how much of a gentle person you are, and to have to, you know, act like this when you had your children on and stuff. You know what I mean? And you don't want to be. I know you don't want to be, you know, having to be upset, but you are upset for a valid reason. And it's like, pay attention, everybody, because you know this is, you know, you, Beth Ann, the general person, but you have to talk tough because of the reality of it all. It just bothers me that you have to feel like that, and I'm sorry.
Well, sometimes you have to get excited. Even when I was raising my kids, you know, you can't stay docile all the time. Sometimes you have to get excited. And my children will be the first to tell you that Mom had a few days.
No, I mean, I know what a toll it takes on me because I know how, you know, how nice a person you are.
Thank you.
And so when you have to, you know, do this sort of thing, you have to do it. But, I mean, it's like you just said, you know.
Well, I was really kind of, you know, and I got upset with some of the things she said last night, and then I got really upset with Megyn Kelly because of how she treated Mike Huckabee. And I'm concerned about the women of this nation, that they're going to get caught up in this making history, that this should be our first female nominee or president. And, you know, I'm more concerned about the history we've thrown under the rug and how we're losing our freedom and our liberties. And I'm doing that for my children and my grandchildren. So I have to now and then get on the soapbox.
We care about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you very much. You know, Melody, he was talking about the silver, and I had been reading, you know, everything's been going up and down, particularly with gold. I was reading that this morning, and I wanted to ask you about some of that. And again, let's tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and how they can kind of discuss what they want to do. But we see what's going on in the economy, and, you know, the headlines, they're just constant about what Congress is or isn't going to do, and they're going to stop all the bailouts. I saw a headline on that today. GOP plans to end the Wall Street bailouts, and, you know, I'm just kind of done with them, and we're going to have to start taking care of things at home. And I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about gold and silver and what it's doing right now and how we can kind of help ourselves at home.
Well, absolutely. And, you know what, I just want to just say one thing on that election. You know, I do a radio program on Tuesday nights in California. It's, you know, it's early afternoon in California. And talking to the producer, you know, the night before Monday, the L.A. Times came out, and they had already announced that Hillary was the winner.
Yes.
He says, I don't even know why people went to vote. He says, the L.A. Times came out and told us that she was already the winner of California. And so this is what goes on in these areas that you don't hear much about. And, you know, they had all kinds of problems in California. You know, the typical broken machines, incomplete voter rolls. You know, so now you have people that are wondering whether their ballots even counted. And again, it's just another rigged election.
I have another.
I still like to think that the women in this country are not so gullible to fall under those guys that, you know, where they're just going to vote her because she's a female. But I did ask a female a couple of weeks ago. I said, do you like Hillary? She says, oh, yeah, I like her. And I'm thinking, I didn't even know what to say.
I just said, why?
I didn't even know what to
because
say.
When you
I was shocked.
When you ask them, what has she done, they stutter and stammer because they don't know. Well, she did, what did she accomplish? And nobody has ever had an election. Well, that's not true. But I mean, not like she. She has had this just handed to her. The only struggle she's had is Bernie Sanders, and he's kind of been an embarrassment to the Democrat Party, and I don't know why, other than he doesn't claim being a Democrat. He claims being a Democrat socialist, but this is the first time they said that he's run on the Democrat Party, that he always claims to be an independent. But all the things that he screams and hollers, it's what their platform is.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, it's just that he's calling it what it is. I mean, he is. You got to hand it to him. He's honest. He believes in what he's doing. I believe he's wrong, but he believes in what he's doing.
Well, I certainly hope the debates, you know, I hope Mr. Trump can stay focused.
Yes.
Because there will be a right way and a wrong way to do those debates. And I know his intentions are good, but I hope he stays focused. And
well, we hope his intentions are good. I like the things that he says, not how he says them. I don't always like what he's doing.
And I'll tell you what, I've watched some videos of him of late, and I'll tell you what, they almost bring tears to my eyes.
Yes.
And it's you know, and then these are the mixed emotions that you come across with him, because in the one moment he's bringing tears to your eyes, and it's like, yes, that's the guy I want.
And then he says something.
And then he'll say something else that I begin to question. So, but I do know, he's the best thing for this country at this time.
At this moment, at this time,
at this moment,
with
absolutely.
What's going on, and I probably
yes,
got
the
listeners that cringe just then when we said that.
Probably.
I will no way ever, and I've said this a long time ago, ever endorse or vote for or commend Hillary Clinton for anything. She's not done anything for me to pat her on the back. Where she's gotten through deceit, through lying, through murder, through all kinds of corrupt characters that she's, I mean, how she does business. I mean, you know, when they left the house, the White House, what they did, and then claiming she was broke. And look what, I mean, she hasn't got a clue what the women in this nation go through day in and day out. She wants to say she does, but she doesn't have a clue. She doesn't live and walk in the life like you and I do. And the women of this nation, they want to look up to her because she's female, and that's the wrong reason to look up to her. Just like it was wrong to just vote for Barack Obama because they wanted to have the first black president. That isn't what you should be looking at. And that is making, to me, that makes you the racist. You know, if that's what you're doing, then you're the racist. You're the one that's the prejudiced person, whether it's gender or the color of skin or whatever it is. If you're not looking at what's best for this nation, and that's the problem, Melody, many people aren't looking at what's best for the nation. They're looking at what they can get out of it. And that's why our voting has gone so bad. And the career politicians, they know that. They know the character of mankind, and they know, you know, if I promise them this or that, they're going to vote for me. I don't have to come through with that promise, but they're going to vote for me.
Absolutely.
And it's just really sad. But we have all these headlines that talk about the things that they're going to do and how many times have we had those promises. But I would. New York, not too far from Pennsylvania. Of course, we know what New York's been going through. This is how they spend tax dollars, taxpayers' money. They're spending $265,000 to promote, advertise, promote the restrooms of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
On billboards and on buses and across the city. And I'm thinking, what could they have done better with that money? Is it growing on trees? I mean, because I need to plant one of those.
You know what? And that's really, you know, coming back to gold, I think it really shows us just how crazy and the insanity of this country, not just here, but around the world when it comes to money. There's almost a degree of too much money, but so much of that money is all debt, and it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like things are out of control, and the only thing that people can truly do to help themselves is to keep their finances controlled. Be balanced in your portfolios. Be diversified. Have an understanding of what. Don't let your financial planner control your portfolios. Become active. Know where your money is working for you and get it protected with gold and silver. Because if you don't, you stand a very big chance of losing 50, 60, 70% of your hard-earned money.
Wow. Well, I'm going to give you a number. You need to call Melody Cederstrom's office at 1-800-375-4188 or visit her website. That's ggscoins.com. That's ggscoins.com. You can ask her anything you want to. Well, almost anything you want to right here, right now at 877-895-5410. The lines are open for you. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend and sponsor, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're going to talk about our economy. We're going to talk about gold and silver and what you can do, how you can diversify is what we like to talk about. And you can visit her website by just going. They've improved things. You don't have to type the www anymore. You can just put dgscoins.com in there, and you will bring up her website. Or go to my website, click on the icon on the right hand side. You can give them a call in their office. Write the number down: 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 at dgscoins.com. You also can see her newsletter that she puts out there with lots of good stuff in it. If you want to ask her something now, you can just simply call us at 877-895-5410. You know, when I had my monologue and I was bringing it to a close and talking about the economy, the things that our elected officials are not doing, and then you know, Charlie Reese's article from years back. He says if they really were intending, both Democrats and Republicans, to fix anything, they'd be fixed. But they cause problems and then they run on the campaign that they're going to fix those problems and nothing ever gets fixed. And I have here in my hand, and I know you know this is true, this is another thing that wouldn't be an issue if they were doing their job, and that is Congress is examining welfare reform. The most effective anti-poverty program is a job. And that is true. Yet we're without jobs, and the nation is hurting. And I think Trump witnesses that. I think he's been on the liberal side and maybe still does in some of his things. But I think when it comes to the economy and the jobs, I think he does get it. And they're going to focus on everything around that and not focus on that to try and bring him down. That's what I see happening. And I think that the economy and our jobs, that should be first and foremost right now. And I don't know. I think you probably feel that way, too, although it seems like an impossible task.
Well, I mean, if he does anything, if he tries to do something, and, you know, it's still going to take years to implement. It's going to take years for us to feel the impact on a positive side. And so we still got some years to deal with, but I think we're going to have some very difficult times. And certainly with what he will attempt to change or change will benefit us. You know, perhaps they'll come into effect right when we need them after, you know, perhaps our monetary policy and those that area is purged and we're coming out of the negative part. Perhaps it can all work together and that will make America strong again. So, you know, the timing is everything. And so I do think his plans and his discussions, and he gets it. But I don't think he'll go in January and a year later we're going to have tons of jobs, greater wages and so forth. It's going to be a process. In the meantime, I think we'll feel the problems and maybe things will come to a head, and then maybe his ideas and plans will bring us out of the situation instead of throwing money at it like they did in 2009 and 10. So, and one thing I want to bring an example, you know, Venezuela, you know, it was once South America's richest nation. And we hear about the problems that they have today because oil prices fell. Went from $100 to a low of, you know, 25. Discussions of it would go back to 20 or less. But we saw it rebound. It's finally closed above 50 for a very long time. But you've had that middle class that has pretty much been pulverized. They have this triple-digit inflation. They have food shortages and a collapsing currency. And, you know, 76% of Venezuelans are now under the poverty line, and that was just compared with 52% in 2014. So I do believe we're going to feel, this country is going to experience the same thing that Venezuela is. Now, maybe we're not going to have triple-digit inflation. Maybe we'll just have 30% inflation. But that 30% inflation will affect us in the same degree that triple-digit inflation is hitting Venezuela now. You have people that are going, that were once middle class. They don't have food. They don't have jobs. You know, they have to go in dumpster diving to find food and to provide their families. And everybody thinks that it can't happen here. But we were once the richest nation in the world. And look where our debt has gotten us. Now, we're the biggest nation with the biggest debt. So it's not, and that debt cannot just be, you know, you can't bring jobs back and expect the taxes and lower the, you know, the tariffs and everything to address our immediate problems, which is our debt.
And it's not going to be a quick fix. And that's basically what you're saying. You know, so we can't just say, you know, we're going to elect whether it's Trump or someone else and we're going to blink and it's all going to go away. You know, what the road they've been going down with this national debt has doubled in the last, since Obama took place. You know, when he was running, he was saying, oh, this is terrible that we have this national debt, da, da, da. And now it's doubled from what it was. And it's going to soon triple. I mean, it's not going to stop until we put a stop to some of the things that they're doing in D.C., and that isn't going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen with one man in the White House, I don't believe.
No, and I'm very optimistic, you know, with Trump being in there. At least it gives us something to look, you know, maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But when these problems hit us, and they are going to hit us, at least maybe we'll have someone in there that is just not going to throw money at the problem and that will actually maybe begin to work on the problem. But in the meantime, we're still going to have people that are going to go hungry. We're still going to have people that are going to be losing 50, 60, 70% of the retirement funds and their pension plans and so forth. There will be an adjustment. There will be a reset. And we're just not talking about our country. This is a worldwide problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to have another country to be able to come in and then help another one out, because we're all going to fail at the same time. But there is another light. It's just not Donald Trump that could be the light at the end of the tunnel. It is gold and silver is a light at the end of the tunnel, because it gives you your ability to protect your purchasing power. It will be all about gold and silver. I do differ from a lot of my competitors out there, from a lot of the newsletter writers out there who promote triple-digit silver because there's a shortages in the COMEX and so forth. To me, those are just gravies. I always stick to the fundamentals of gold and silver. What's really going to make gold and silver go are the true fundamentals. It's the monetary policies that this country has promoted for how many years? You know, since they took us off the gold standard. You know, we don't talk about 1933 anymore. We don't talk about what has happened since that point in time that has gotten us to where we are today. We've had recessions throughout all these years. They've created debt bubbles through all of these recessions. They've thrown money at all of these recessions. They made you believe that we've come out of the recessions and things are good again, but it was all done by creating debt. By putting this country deeper and deeper in debt. It was the illusion that was created.
Yeah, look at the man behind the curtain type of thing, you know, like when we watch The Wizard of Oz. It's just, the magician, you're looking at one hand when the other hand's doing something else, and so you're deceived. And that's kind of what they've been doing. They've been playing that game a while.
And that's what it is. It's a game. On Friday, we discussed there's an interview by Musk out of Tesla, and he says we're basically in a simulated reality.
I think you're right. Let's talk about that when we come back from this break. I think you're absolutely right. I saw something on that earlier this week, not from that particular article, but another one where they were talking about the game. And I heard somebody say something last night that set me back, and they were talking about the game. They didn't maybe use the word game, but it was just amazing what they will say. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're talking today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. She is one of my sponsors. You can visit her website and give her a call, or just call us right here at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for Liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by simply going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com, or give them a call in the office. Write this down. Keep it close to you. That's 1-800-375-4188. Now, put it on a little sticky note, but make sure you put down where it goes to. You know, I tend to write down numbers on sticky notes, and then I pick them up, you know, a week later, and I go, who's this? So it's Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. As we were going into the break, we were talking about the game. And earlier in the show, I was talking about how we're going down the wrong road. Listening to how people talk about this nation, and I want you to talk about the game. I heard someone last night, and I backed it up, and I played it three times to make sure that I heard this gentleman correctly. I cannot remember his name. He's a senator somewhere. He is proud to be a liberal progressive. And he says not only is what's happening, and he was talking about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. He's a Hillary fan. Not only is this good for America, he said, this is good for us, progressive liberals. And I had to listen to that several times, so they weren't necessarily considering themselves a part of America. They have an agenda to change how we're governed and to change how this nation exists, and it has nothing to do with a constitution or a Bill of Rights or rights or liberty. And we are in a game when you listen to these commentators, and I'm going to turn it over to you and let you have it here. We listen to the game of the politics and how they're, you know, they gave, like you said, they gave Hillary the win before the election even took place. And I had an article, I don't have it in here with me, but the caption was about California and how the minimum wage is going to hurt business there in California, and yet they wanted it. They wanted it bad. So I'm going to let you talk about this game that we're in it whether we like it or not.
Well, you know, we often talk about us being an illusion, how they create these illusions to make it seem like the economy is doing better than what it really is. They give us the illusion that we're leading better lives. They give us the illusion that the politicians are there to help us and governments. Well, you know, here Elon Musk, you know, he's the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, and he has donated huge amounts of money to research into the dangers of artificial intelligence, and he thinks that we're very much likely living in a simulated reality. He talks about games. You know, he gave an example when he was talking about this. He gave the example of, you know, 40 years ago we had Pong, two rectangles and a dot. He says now 40 years later we have photorealistic 3D simulations, millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. And he thinks that we're going, you know, with virtual reality, he says we'll have augmented reality. And he says these advancements have to continue. He says, or he believes that civilization will cease. And he says, through these advancements, he says it's going to lead to games that would be indistinguishable from reality, that could be played out anywhere. He says it would seem to follow that the odds that we're in base reality now. And he was asked whether he thought that we are in a simulated computer game. He said yes. He says the answer is probably.
We're in our own little matrix.
We're in our own little matrix. And he said that either we will make simulations that we can't tell apart from the real world, or civilization will cease to exist. So, you know, it's...
That's some deep stuff.
It is.
And it's some deep stuff.
But it's sort of... confirms.
Well, when we look at
the illusions that we talk about,
the political arena is such a game, and the things that they're doing, and they try to manipulate. I can see this. I mean, you know, I don't necessarily appreciate everything that Donald Trump says or how he says it, but how the media goes off and how they manipulate this, and the parties, endorsed him are now turning around and say, no, you need to vote for Hillary. Don't endorse Trump. You know, don't go for Trump because of what he said about this judge. You know, it's just craziness how they're manipulating it. I still say they hate him because he is sincere about what he's wanting to do for the economy, and it's going to mess up their little racket they've got going, those D.C. occupiers.
It will. I don't think they're still they're going to be exposed.
Yes.
And
many of them have been already.
To some degree.
Yes.
But I'm interested to see what he's going to say about Hillary next week. You know, he's supposed to have a big, you know, some sort of press conference or something next week, I've heard. But
yes,
but again, the whole point is this illusion that we talk about an illusion that they have created from our finances to everything to tell us that our economies are doing well when we know darn well they're not. Mm. And again, it's just not concentrated here in the States anymore. This is global. And we have severe problems. And I still do believe gold and silver are the only way that you could preserve your purchasing power. I do believe that people will have an awakening and they will run to gold and silver. I believe silver will be converted back to a monetary metal. Right now it's mainly industrial. And, you know, when it comes to triple digits, you know, let's wait and get to 50 and 75. I think we're going to see things that will amaze us in the gold and silver markets. And to me, I base those higher prices on the fundamentals of gold and silver as monetary. And I do believe the world will turn to gold. It has to, because it's the only way. You just can't write off gold. So yeah. I mean, you just can't write it off and say it's not important anymore.
No, you can't. And we're down to about a minute here. So let's talk about how they can get a hold of you and start their own portfolio or increase theirs.
Well, I've been running a little special in 90% silver. They're either quarters or dimes. And this is before the price went up significantly today. So we'll still honor the lower prices. It is a limited amount, but $670 for $50 face value of 90% silver. It includes all your shipping costs. It's a great, great deal. All they have to do is give us a call at 800-375-4188. If you have more funds to invest, you know, then give us a call. We'll help you through. We'll help you understand the various product out there, and we'll make sure that you're balanced in your portfolio.
And let me reiterate, too, to everyone, she buys, she sells, she trades. So give her a call. You may be in a different position than some of the rest of us, and you may be willing to make a trade or to buy or to sell. And that's, again, 1-800-375-4188. Thank you for being a part of this today and putting up with my little rampage at the beginning there. It says girls stand together for females against Hillary. I appreciate what you're doing.
It was great.
I appreciate all that you do, Melody. We'll have you back on here in 2 weeks, and I appreciate
Alrighty,
it so
thank
much.
You, Beth,
you know, it's going to take all of us, folks. I kind of kid about females against Hillary, but not really, because I believe she's the worst thing to ever happen to our gender. And she is not representing the American female and all that we deal with. And it's going to have to be all of us that stand together and bring America home. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.